Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Talk sports with guys in the know.
It's embarrassing. I mean, are they not embarrassed?
It's time for Baskin and Phelps. Cleveland's Sports Radio, 92.3 The Fan.
We hope everybody enjoyed the bye week. No football for the Browns yesterday. What does that mean? Well, it means that your team couldn't have possibly lost a game in the closing seconds on a 58-yard touchdown pass.
Well said.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Means your quarterback didn't end up with a dislocated elbow by putting his elbow down to the ground, which you're not supposed to do, but it's football. And even though he was in a game in a blowout situation. So you got that going for you.
True.
All kinds of things. And the trade deadline coming up tomorrow.
And the pharmaceutical companies that serve Northeast Ohio took a big hit yesterday because no one needed blood pressure medication.
See?
There aren't
bars
as many
took a hit because nobody was out there drinking crazy
not
after
as,
a game.
Not as many
that
TVs.
That was not good. So.
Not as many TVs are going to be sold today because no one threw a brick through them.
Perfect. See what happens?
Talk about the stress-free life of a Northeast Ohio native.
It's great to have a weekend off, isn't it?
Yeah, it feels good. How do you feel? You had a couple days off.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on the Fan.
Feel refreshed? You feel good? You a couple days off?
Oh, I'm always good,
I told
Andy.
People you were on undercover assignment covering some major investigative sports story for
I was.
Us. Yes.
I was in the fine city of Seattle, Washington.
Oh, actually. You're recruiting. So, yes,
yeah,
good.
I was recruiting, which was
find this quarterback while you
really
were there.
Really good thing. I did. Yeah,
you did.
I did.
Good.
Yeah. His name is Sam.
Sam.
But everybody chose not to bring him in here.
Ah, I see.
That would have been all
right. Right. You did. Darnold.
Would have been all right.
Yes.
You know, he stunk, you know.
Of course.
We didn't need him.
Joe Flacco can't throw for more than 150 yards
heavens,
either.
No. You
don't need that. One too.
No, that didn't
wow,
work.
Wow, very cynical start to basketball.
That didn't work.
Today. Yes, yes.
Start?
Yes.
Isn't that the whole show?
I think so. Cynics for 4 hours. So we got to call it.
With the bye week in mind, Scott Petrak's going to join us from the Chronicle-Telegram at 11 o'clock. Our buddy Tyvus Powell, Browns Radio Network, joins us at noon. Kevin Stefanski's press conference. They're back to practice today.
Is that how it works?
Sometime in the 1 o'clock hour, Kevin will speak.
But
you'll
they're
going
to be out there spending money today, Jeff.
No, not me.
Yeah, the big shots, the big names are saying they're buyers. Buyers!
Yeah.
Cleveland Buyers Club. That's
Kevin,
what they are.
Sometime in the 1 o'clock hour, we'll speak and we'll hear it right here on the Fan.
Oh.
Adam Schefter of One Person, big time
yes.
Reporter dude. Says Browns will be buyers at the trade deadline.
Wow. Our new general manager, Adam Schefter, he speaks to the media while the general manager doesn't.
Well, somebody has to.
That's true. We need a voice. Who is the voice of the Browns?
Listen, Andrew is too busy calling everybody else to talk to the media during the bye week. That's okay. No problem.
They were calling him. I'm so confused. Everybody wants Shedeur Sanders. Isn't that how it works? Everybody. All those teams that made the mistake at the draft that didn't take him. Now.
Meredith.
Now right, they want him.
Meredith Kane is behind the glass today. Write that down.
That's right.
It was 10:04:35 for Shedeur Sanders reference.
We
the
are
show.
The Shedeur. That's right.
Matt Corrales taking your phone calls at 216-474-0092. Do the Browns make a big move at the trade deadline? Should the Browns make a big move at the trade deadline? I will say yes.
To what?
And
what are you
yes.
saying yes? You're saying they will
questions.
Make a big move?
Will they make a big move at the trade deadline? I'll say yes.
Okay.
I think they will.
There's only one problem with that, Jeff. There has to be a team that wants to move with them.
Should they make a big move?
Unless the Browns now suddenly have a AAA team that I missed somewhere along the line where they're allowed to bring up a hot rookie that hasn't played. Oh, no, that doesn't work that way.
Why should they make a move at the trade deadline, Andy?
You're asking me why should they? I mean, unless they want to impact the franchise by bringing in more draft picks, if they think they can get something for David Njoku, if they think they can get something for Denzel Ward, if for some reason they could figure out the logistical prowess or logistical maze is probably a better word to maybe trade Myles Garrett, if that's what they were going to do, that would be one reason why. I'm not messing with the defense, me personally. I don't want to see them get rid of anybody on defense. Well, but if they think they can get more draft picks to enhance this team somewhere down the road in the future, and they have completely thrown up the white flag on this year, then go for it. What's the difference? I hate it. It's not who I am. It's not what I believe. I believe they have a defense that can help them win each and every week, that they'll be in every game, no matter where they are, at 2-6, 1-7, 0-8, doesn't matter. The other way around, it doesn't matter. I hate thinking that you're playing for a draft pick. But I'm just watching everybody else play, and Joe Flacco threw for over 400 yards yesterday. 400. Who said he was washed up? I don't think it was said on this show. But I heard people say he was washed up.
I don't think he was the right guy here. I didn't think that from
the
start.
Who is the right guy when you have no wide receivers?
But they also shouldn't have traded him with the situation they were in.
They have no wide receivers still. So what's the difference if he was here or not?
Well, the minute they traded him, my words were he'll be much better in Cincinnati than he was here.
Oh, you also said you were feared for him because you thought he was going to get hurt. I didn't even think he was going to play this week.
Well, because he was hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yet a hurt Joe Flacco is still good for 400 yards.
And a loss, but...
I mean, how many more points do you have to put on the board?
Exactly. It wasn't on him.
There's no way it was on him.
Terrible defense.
I mean, like a little bit, but not really.
Here's why the Browns make a trade.
Okay, Jeff Phelps tells us why the Browns should make a trade. Brought to you by 92.3 The Fan.
I think it's cute that we're holding out hope that they can get into the playoffs this year.
I don't know anybody who believes that.
You're the guy who keeps saying it. You keep looking at numbers and telling me, but they're not done yet.
So,
and that
what you see is they're not going to the playoffs. Unfortunately, the standings in the AFC North make things a little confusing. Although Pittsburgh did what they needed.
Well, suddenly they're three games back.
Yeah.
So, if you combine three games back with what our eyes show us on this football team, I would nail down. Anybody who I think I'm going to keep, if I'm Andrew Berry, here's how I'm approaching this. Anybody that I think I want to keep, who's going to be a free agent, anybody I think I can keep, okay, I'm going to keep. I'm not going to trade them. If I like them, I want them, I think they'll stay, I'm not interested in moving them. However, if they think they're going to lose anybody in free agency who might be of value to anybody else, man, they should get anything they can for him. Because I don't think at 2-6, and I know that, you know, the thought will be different in Berea. It should be. That's what they're paid to do. Players, locker room, coaches. That they're paid to win football games. Play hard, coach hard, win football games. The general manager is in charge of trying to put the best talent on this roster, both short and long term. And so if I'm the Browns, if there's anybody that I think is not going to be back next year, I'm very open to trading them. And I'm not worried about what could happen with the playoffs. Adam Schefter from ESPN, who we've mentioned, said this in a column the other day. Browns have already made the three trades, of course, brought in Cam Robinson, brought in Campbell, sent out Greg Newsome because of those contracts and style of play and everything else, and traded Joe Flacco. But he says most sources believe that the Browns will be aggressive in acquiring players before the deadline. Now, that's different than what I said. I agree with the idea of acquiring players. for this reason. Andy, they have a lot of draft choices next year. And they have a lot of choices that, and I believe the official number is 10 for the draft already. And they have an abundance of fifth round picks. That's all swell. They've got a couple of sevenths. Fine. If they can move fifth round picks for players that they think can be on this team next year and maybe beyond, by all means, trade those picks and go bring in some talent.
If you're on a 1 year deal, you're probably, I would be looking at the internet for the next 24 hours hitting refresh. Add another 4, 5, 6 hours.
But I don't think that this season is worth trying to salvage. So let's say David Njoku, free agent at the end of the year. Do the Browns think they want to bring him back at the price tag it's going to cost? Do they think David would want to come back? Or do they think Harold Fannin's ready to take over? Well, if I'm the Browns, I'm going to make sure I know the answer.
But take over what? You still need two tight ends. This team needs...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You'll go get another one. If you don't think Njoku's going to be back next year, why would you possibly keep him now?
I think if you ask me what players are most vulnerable in the next 24 hours, I would say Njoku, one.
A guy like Alex Wright's Denzel's contract is up.
I don't think they're going to trade Denzel, but I think...
I wouldn't trade Denzel. He's under contract. He's here. He's good.
Yeah, but I still think he is ripe for the...
Yeah, but see,
taking, if somebody wants to give a, if somebody wants to overpay for him, and I don't, would second round pick be overpaying?
Yes.
Okay, so...
Well, no, I don't think it would. Forgive me.
It's tough.
But
it's
see
tough
here,
call.
I would rather have Denzel Ward than a second round pick.
I would too.
See, that's where Andrew Berry, I think, needs to be smart. Denzel's under contract. So why would I trade one of the best corners in the game for a second? I wouldn't. David's not under contract. If I could get a third round pick, a second round pick for David, or a team that needs a tight end and happens to have a good young wide receiver, I'll make a player for player swap. If David's not going to be here next year, if that's what the Browns determine, you know, they've talked to his agent, they know what's going on. If David wants to be back, that's a different story. But I'm not going to...
I don't even know if it's a matter of he wants to be back. I mean, is he going to take less money to stay here? Is that
who said he needs to take less money?
Well, I'm just saying, what desire does David Njoku have to stay here right now? Other than maybe he likes living
here? Maybe he likes it here.
Okay, well, I'll give you that.
Maybe he likes the team. You know, that's one thing that's so underrated when it comes to player stuff, because most of the time players chase the dollar, and they should.
Yeah.
They have a very limited time to make a living. They should get every buck they can while they can. However, some folks like playing somewhere. Some folks like living somewhere. And if that's the case...
Some folks just like making cash and realize they can live wherever they want to when they're done with their 4 years in the NFL.
Well, that's exactly right. Or if you're lucky, you're 10 years in the NFL.
That's true.
That's why I say make it while you can. But if David tells them, hey, I want to stay here and let's talk about an extension, I would like to keep him. But
I would too.
I'm not giving up key players who are under contract for third, fourth round picks. I'm just not doing that. I think that's a silly way to build a football team. This team lacks overall roster depth and talent.
Especially based on the history of this team being able to get, you know, draft picks that, first of all, I mean, you've got a general manager who has one of his first round picks in, what, 6 years still on the team? One, and he's the last guy he picked. They gave away three of them.
I was going
to
say.
So, you know, you sit here and you're like trying to judge him on that. And then anything later round picks where you make your hay, where every once in a while you
get
find
lucky
a gem.
And find a gem.
Well, they haven't found any gems yet.
That is correct.
No. So, I mean, they're like a box of Cracker Jacks. You're like really excited about the prize that might be inside, and it always sucks.
Folks,
otherwise, it's going to leave an ink mark on the back of your hand.
I would like them to be
active. Although I
do
like Cracker Jack. I just want to say that for the record.
It's really good.
Yeah, I do like
it. I would like to see them be active at the trade deadline. Active. And that means moving pieces that aren't going to be here next year. Move them. Go ahead, bring in some stuff. But if you can get guys who are going to be here next year, by all means, do that as well. That means be active. NFL trade deadline coming up tomorrow. What does that mean for the Browns? Oh, that we don't know. What should that mean for the Browns? Personally, I think that means you should be active. You're 2-6. Steelers are 5-3. You're three games back in the division. The numbers tell you, no, you're not eliminated yet. My eyes tell me, I think your eyes probably tell you, this team is not built to make a playoff push and try and catch the Pittsburgh Steelers and get into the playoffs. I just don't see that happening. Hope it does. Hope we're all stunned. I think that'd be awesome. I don't expect it. My guess is very few Browns fans expect it. So what do? I think you're active. I think you're looking to add talent to the team, as Adam Schefter said. I also think you're looking to move things that shouldn't be.
What are they doing though? Are they getting Chris Olave? Is that what they're going to do?
Why not?
Are they willing to trade the pick that they picked up in the draft last year? Do you need to hang on to that to the draft to make sure that you get the pick that you want for next season? Are you able to accumulate enough assets, or do you think you're going to be in a spot where you'll be able to pick up the quarterback of your dreams in the first round next year?
I don't think you have to trade either one of your first round picks to add talent to this team for next year. I don't think you have to trade either one of them. You can keep both of them. You can trade, you can trade fifth round picks. You can trade. Teams sometimes are looking to just dump guys at this time of the year, somebody that they think might not be on their team next year. You know exactly what I'm talking about with the Browns.
Yeah.
And so you're looking for assets. Somebody you like, go get them. Go get them. I honestly think you should be active at the trade deadline.
How much in the back of the Browns' heads, too, and maybe you'll bring this up later, is they need to put, you know, they need to put bodies in the seats for the rest of the season, too.
Oh,
at 2-6, it doesn't feel like. Yeah, I think you do. It's embarrassing when you don't. It is. It says something about your franchise. Yeah, do your fans still want to come down and see a product?
I would.
You better
think so.
Give them something to believe in, right? What is there to believe in now?
All right, so Miles what does, Garrett, so what does that have to do with the trade deadline?
Going out and getting a name that maybe you might sell some tickets. Okay.
All right, maybe you could.
Yeah.
216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Cool Ray is in Bedford.
Cool Ray, welcome.
Hey, what's up, man? So I agree with you. I think it's time for we as the fans, media, and I think it's time for the Browns to just be honest, like, with everything.
I'm good with that.
If you're trying to go get a quarterback for next year, you got to trade Shador. You really do. Because you're not going to give him enough time to see anything. And if you do, it's not going to be enough time for you to make a good evaluation. He's probably, whether or not you want another fifth or go get your lineman or whatever you need, he's probably the only tradable asset other than Myles Garrett. Real talk. And if you get
you don't think David Njoku's a trade, especially with a couple teams losing their tight ends?
He's a good piece, but he's a good trade piece. He can get you something. But I think if you want somebody, like, if you're looking at now, look at age and contract, right? Shador is signed for basically pennies. And only in Cleveland do we look at this young man and go, he's nothing, and we don't even know what he really is.
Andy. Team passed on him four times. That's an only in Cleveland?
No. But you know what, though? We can
every team passed on him.
Look at what happened to the quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Every team other than Baltimore passed on him. He became the last pick
in the draft.
My thing is this, though. Where else have we ever seen a quarterback who had first-round talent coming out go, you know what, we don't know why, we don't care no more, but this is about now making our team better. And if you know you're not going to, if you know in your mindset we're looking for a quarterback next year, get rid of him and get somebody that we need, whether it be a receiver or offensive lineman or a cornerback, because we're definitely aging out at cornerbacks. Go get something that this young man is valuable and let another team either say he's good or not say he's good, because you're definitely going after a quarterback. If we believe what you great guys are saying now, y'all definitely going after a quarterback next year.
All right, Cool Ray. Here's the thing. Cool Ray has placed a value on Shador that I don't believe NFL general managers have. I think it's that simple. I mean, I don't see him as a tradable asset, Andy. He's a young guy who everybody passed on multiple times.
Right.
Who hasn't had a chance yet to play and show that he's better than where he was drafted. And until he gets a chance to do that, you're not going to know. I can't imagine any NFL team giving you a third-round pick for him. I can't imagine that.
Can we go back to one point that he made there?
Yep.
That every NFL team passed on Lamar Jackson. Okay, did they? Yes. But didn't they? I mean,
most.
How many teams needed a quarterback when it was his draft? There were plenty of teams that did. We were one of them. There's no question. I mean, do you think Buffalo regrets taking Josh Allen?
I would doubt that.
Okay, so you now that's one less team.
Was it the Cardinals who drafted Josh Rosen?
Should the Jets regret it? Yeah, they took Sam Darnold.
Although Sam's playing well, but yeah, you should have taken Lamar Jackson.
I'm just kind of, you know.
Does every team in the... What was it? 80, I forget year.
What year was the draft?
I want to say 86.
2018?
Regret passing on Dan Marino. Yeah.
Oh.
You know, I mean, every once in a while that happens. And it happened with Lamar Jackson. But, boy, to think that Shador has trade value, I think is blind faith from Shador followers, personally. Tom is in Seville, home of tall people. Hello, Tom.
Hey, I want to know why Stefanski drafted Dillon.
He didn't draft him. Andrew Berry did.
Well, but I'm saying, didn't he want him?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
He seemed excited when they picked him. How's that sound? Okay. That we know for a fact.
All right. So he's got him. And he expects him to only do his scheme? Why can't Stefanski come up with a scheme that fits Dylan?
I think he thinks they're mutually a fit.
Every quarterback is supposed to do his scheme?
No, I think they found the guy that they think is a great fit for his scheme.
Well, I don't think so because it's not working.
Well, he's a young guy who's barely played.
Well, what's working on the offense? Quinshaw Junkins? Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, the running game. The running game.
Not real well. It's one of the worst in the NFL.
Well. Yeah. Not real well, but the running game is about the only thing we have to count on.
I would have accepted Harold Fannin Jr. too.
I would have accepted. Tom, you're running a game show here.
Thank you. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Thank you. Yes.
Tom, thank you very much. Look, folks, they drafted Dylan ahead of Shador. That's why Dylan's getting a chance to play.
How many weeks did it take for us to figure this out?
I don't know. Before we say he can't play, let's give him more than like 4 games. Can we?
Jeff.
Are we allowed to do that?
I don't know. Troy Aikman had a pretty good first year, too, didn't he?
Here we go. Larry, go ahead. Hi, Larry.
What's up, Larry?
I'd like to tell you, man, that we cannot trade nobody right now. We need to go ahead and play Shador this week and see where he at, because, man, we cannot afford to trade all these Njoku, nobody, because, man.
Njoku?
We can win. But
is he one of the Beatles, too?
We need to get rid of the fantasy, man. Bottom line, he messed up the whole rhythm of the team. Got Gilbert out there, man. He can't even throw 30 yards. Come on, man. We got to win.
I saw him throw 30 yards.
It's all about winning. There's no quarterbacks out there that really could compete. We should have got Jason Dart instead of Gilbert.
Jason Dart, yeah.
Dart can play.
Yeah.
Man, and he can throw the ball.
We love Jason Dart.
No, Jason.
Keep the rhythm going, man.
Got his brother. All right, we're good. Hey, thanks, Larry.
Larry, thank you.
I couldn't hear a word he was saying. It's a bad phone.
Had a little difficulty.
Although I do think somewhere along the line, did he not say that David Njoku broke up the Beatles? Is that what happened?
He said something about the Plastic Ono band.
I thought he said something like, David and Yoko break up the... I mean, I did watch the thing on Disney, and Yoko Ono was... I mean, it was kind of weird. The whole thing was
she
weird.
Gets a bad rap.
Just, oh, no, it was just, weird, though.
She's just a gal who was in love.
Tons of respect for Paul McCartney after that. But if I would have known that David and Yoko was the guy that was going to break up the Beatles, I don't know. Maybe we wouldn't have drafted him in the first place.
There's some interesting guys who might not be here next year contractually.
The offensive line is a conundrum, Jeff, because you've got to have some.
You got to have somebody there.
And it's the core, right? You're talking about Betonio, Posick, and Teller.
Yeah.
And the outside is really struggled. Jack hasn't been able to play.
They can void Conklin. So, you know, they can get out of those contracts, which means they could.
I don't know.
They could
I'm
do
not,
that and save I'm not, money. And,
but you're talking about rebuilding the entire offensive line. It's bad enough you don't do it overnight. Although they've had to do it all season because they've only had the same five guys for two of the games with the same starting five. So it's very hard. I mean, look, if Joel retires, I get it. But then isn't there value to hanging on to Ethan?
Ethan Posick.
Ethan is his brother, too. Yeah. And then Wyatt Earp Teller. I mean, we got to hang on to him too. One of those two guys.
I think I do like
Wyatt Teller. So.
I like Ike. He's in Cleveland.
Ike. Election day tomorrow, guys.
Hey, man. Ike.
How you guys doing?
We're crazy.
Yeah, man. I think it's time to move on from Njoku. See what we can get for him. I'm with, you know, maybe moving one guy off the O-line, using them two picks next year to get an O-lineman and a wide receiver. Who's your quarterback, Ike?
I don't disagree with any part of it. Ike, I like this phone call.
Yeah.
I guess you gotta let Gabriel rock out a couple more games. You gonna play Shador sometime this year, maybe the last four or five games. But right now you just let Gabriel rock out, see what you got in him. And sometime at this point, Shador shows up on the depth chart as QB2, and, you know, he plays and go from there.
Okay. Ike, some sensible thoughts. That's usually not allowed on our show. Is it?
That was one of the most sensible phone calls I think we've had in the last month.
You okay with letting the young guys play and see if they're actually one of those guys, if one of them can be the guy for next year? Or
yes,
I'm still convinced they're taking a quarterback next year.
Nothing would make me happier than if Dylan Gabriel suddenly puts it into fifth gear for the last couple weeks of the season.
And looks really good.
Or Shador Sanders steps out on the field and says,
"We don't care what
you know what? Every team that passed on me, I hope you feel sorry for yourself because now I am the best quarterback in the NFL and I play for the Cleveland Browns. I will take either one of those two answers for $500, Alex.
Can I just... We're going to get to this eventually.
It's not a question.
Like
it's an answer.
In the weeks ahead, months ahead, Daniel Jones, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson, Zach Wilson, Kenny Pickett, Jimmy G, Trey Lance, all free agent quarterbacks for next year.
With a young rookie quarterback that you
draft? Well, either with a young rookie or one of the two guys you have here now or both of the two guys you have here now and you bring one in and you have an open competition, Andy.
Oh, here we go again.
Stop me if you've heard that.
A great idea. Let's bring in four quarterbacks and have a quarterback on the shelf that we're overpaying that can't play. How's that idea sound? Good? Want to do that? I'll pass. I've seen that movie.
216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Martin is in Highland Heights. Martin, welcome. Trade deadline tomorrow, Martin.
Thank you guys for taking my call, and thank you for making me a friend of the show.
You are a friend of the show,
I
Martin.
I love listening to you guys, man. Y'all are a good team.
Thank you.
Scary.
Jeff, I agree with you, Jeff, that we should attack the trade deadline. I think David Njoku is a good trade bait because we have Harold Fanning Jr. And then if you got another backup tight end, that's fine. Now, I want to say this and ask you some questions, and then I'm going to let y'all go. Now, you said that how many teams passed on Shador Sanders? Just because they passed on him, does that mean he can't play? He's not talented?
No. Nope.
Tom Brady was passed on. Kurt Warner was passed on.
Yep.
Brock Purdy was passed on. When they got their chance, what did they do? So y'all keep saying all these teams passed on him, which to me it sounds like y'all saying he ain't that good because the team passed on him.
Martin, what we mean when we say that is this. For instance, Cool Ray called and said, you know, you should trade him. If everybody passed on him and they wouldn't spend a third or a fourth round pick on him, why would they trade you a third round pick for him? If I'm the Browns, I'm hanging on to him. Martin, I'm with you. I want to see if he can play. And if he can play, I want it to be in a Browns helmet.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I'm like, you
yeah,
never
but that,
know
that's not the way the
question. Put him on the field.
Yeah, Cool Ray. But yeah, but you misread the question. Cool Ray, what did Cool Ray say?
Cool Ray said he's, along with other than Myles Garrett, he's your most tradable asset.
Yeah, he did say that.
Yeah, yeah. Martin, the point is, if everybody passed on him, why would they give you like a second round pick for him now?
That's the point.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I agree with that. But my point is, just because they passed on him don't mean he's not talented.
Without question. You're absolutely right about that.
With Purdy, Brady, Kurt Warner, you can go on and on.
But Martin, if you've listened to the show on a regular basis, you know, and we've pointed out, of the 32 franchise-type starting quarterbacks in the NFL, 26 of them were taken in the first round.
26, yes, yep. I do, and I listen to the show on a regular basis.
We appreciate it.
Brock Purdy was the last player taken. Wasn't he Mr. Irrelevant?
Yeah, but guess what? Mac Jones might be doing a better job than Brock Purdy out there right now.
Well, I bet you when Brock Purdy is healthy to play, who you think going to be the quarterback?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Martin, thanks for the phone call. We appreciate it. Anthony is in Maple Heights, home of those Mustangs. What's up, Anthony?
What's up, guys? I know y'all miss me.
Without question.
Oh, every day. Yeah.
Go
every
Steelers.
Day.
Go Steelers.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They're in first place.
That's true. They have Will Howard still,
that
don't they?
That was it?
I like Will Howard. That's all I call.
Did somebody hang up on him or did he hang up on
I
himself?
I didn't touch it. I had nothing to do with that. He really called in
Meredith,
and said, go
was
Steelers.
That you hang up on?
I did not hang up on him, no.
Well, let's continue with the Maple Heights portion of the program. Here's
some
Fred.
Mensa radio right there. Call in and just say, go Steelers. All right. Oh, that's good
stuff. Yeah, had a lot of time on his hands, Fred. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, Fred.
See, the Maple Heights portion of the program's not going real well. So it's over. Let's go to the Chesterland portion of the program. Here's Jeffrey.
You there?
Hey, how are you today?
Good. Well, you're there. All right.
All right, I have a question, and then I'll finish up my thoughts on it. What was our plan when we drafted Dylan? I mean, was that going to be our starting quarterback, like, next year or something? Or, I mean, is he really a franchise-type quarterback that we were looking for?
You probably would have said that if Flacco would have worked out, if Flacco would have worked out, you were probably looking at him to start next year. If Pickett would have worked out, who knows, maybe 2 years.
Maybe four.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, then leads to another question is, why did they draft Sanders, too?
That is the greatest question of the entire season. I ask myself.
You keep knocking them out, Jeffrey.
Every day I ask that same question. Why did they draft two quarterbacks? They did neither one of them any favor by drafting two quarterbacks.
Yeah, if your plan was to, you like Gabriel, you draft him, you want to develop him, but then you go ahead and draft Sanders. For probably the reason why everyone passed over him, they didn't want all the drama. And now we have the drama, and it second guesses their first choice on Gabriel. Then why would you get another quarterback? And then right now, in my eyes, they're both equal. They're both later round picks, and they both need to be given equal time. There's not one ahead of the other. They're both the same. You don't know what you have in either of them. They both could be dynamic, and they both could just fizzle. So that's my thought.
Jeffrey, thank you very much. That's a valid thought. The only thing is right now Gabriel is ahead of Shador, and he's been ahead of Shador from the day they drafted him because they took one in the third and one in the fifth, at least in their estimation. Whether that turns out to be the case, I don't know. I'm Jeff Phelps. We just had Jeffrey in Chesterland. We'll continue with the Jeff portion of the program.
Oh, this is neat.
As we go to Jeff in North Olmsted. Hello, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, I wasn't going to chime in on this, and then I watched a couple games yesterday that made me think I have a couple thoughts about this. So, would you guys, is it fair to say that there is no quarterback coming out in this upcoming draft that you're just head and shoulders like, wow, can't wait to spend one of our top picks on? Or do you guys have somebody that
I do now? I did, and I don't now. So I'm right there, especially when you think that Julian Sain, who's not coming out this year, is now seems to be the front runner for the Heisman Trophy. So I am with you on that feeling that there is no slam dunk quarterback coming out as of today.
There
maybe
is
by the end of the season.
I would agree there's no slam dunk, but Jeff, I have a little man crush on Lenora Sellers. I'll be honest.
I know you do.
From South Carolina.
And Andy, I'm glad you brought up saying because I love that kid. Just love watching him sling the ball. But here's my thoughts. Njoku, I love it. Go ahead and ship him if we can. Listen, a tight end isn't making your NFL roster, and it's not. It's we have Fannin, so it's not like we don't have something to replace him, right? So
right.
I love recouping a pick if we can for an offensive lineman, fourth round, whatever. Here's my thought after watching the game of the week yesterday, in my opinion, wildly enough, which was the Bears and the Bengals.
That was a nutty game.
So here's the deal: I watched Caleb Williams, a young quarterback, sling the ball. What was more funny to me is, again, watching Joe Flacco sling that ball. And I totally get why Tomlin was pissed that we did what we did with him. But here's the deal. He had weapons to throw to.
Thank you.
At the end of the day, it does not matter who our quarterback is. And I say this in jest because if you give him weapons, you can plug a 40-year-old in and he can sling the ball for 457 yards and make it an exciting game. At the end of the day, you still need weapons, guys. And it's if we go into next year's draft, and what I would love to see is give Gabriel a couple more games, let Shadur get the last six or seven. From there, we should have a good enough standpoint on what we want to do. But if that's the case and we say, okay, we like what we're seeing, get another vet to back him up next year and go draft weapons, all weapons, offensive weapons, because we got to score the ball. And if Joe Flacco can score 42 with the Bengals in a game that literally looked like it was falling to pieces in the last 2 minutes and out of nowhere they get an onside and everything goes their way, that's what makes football exciting. That's what we want to see. Score points. Go get us weapons. That's all we have to do. Get weapons, period.
Jeff, gentlemen, thank you very much. Jeff, screaming about what I've been screaming about for about a decade. We haven't had enough weapons here since Jarvis and Odell were here.
Agree.
You know?
Yes. It's not even questionable about that. You can't walk out there every week with this wide receiving core we have. It's non-existent. I'm watching every game last week and there are guys making plays. This guy was a fifth round pick. Wow, what a great 40-yard pickup that was. Ooh, what a tremendous route executed by the sixth round wide receiver from Nowhereville. I'm like, why can't we just find a couple of those guys?
They do have a nice program, though.
The Nowhereville?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Do you know what they pay in NIL?
You had to pay a lot because you're going to nowhere.
That's true.
Cam is in Jacksonville. There's another Ville. What's up, Cam?
Hey, guys. Love the story. Talking about wide receivers in late in the rounds, our draft pick that we traded for Sanders was Troy Horton last night, a couple of touchdowns and like 60-something yards. So I don't think Barry is the guy evaluating talent. Like, we had Dorsey's roster that took us to the playoffs and got lucky 1 year. Like, it's been said over and over again. Andrew Barry got lucky in this draft with a couple of studs, but like, that's it the last 6-7 years. Like, it's ridiculous. There are guys out there late in rounds to draft a receiver, and these guys refuse to do it. It's like Mike Brown all over again.
Whew. Interesting comparison.
Which Mike Brown?
What are you talking about?
Who's the GM from the Dolphins, the guy that we got? We drafted Manziel.
Oh, Ray Farmer?
Ray Farmer, excuse me.
Yeah.
Okay. And Mike Brown in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah,
But look at the weapons in Cincinnati. Now, defensive weapons, that's another story. Offensive line weapons, that's another story. But, Cam, I get it. That's the deal. You have to have people to throw, people to catch the football, people to get open, people to separate, people to make plays. And if you've listened to our show, you know our thoughts on that. And it's been our thoughts for a number of years. Mario's in Cleveland. Hello, Mario.
Mario.
Thank you. I'm going to try to be quick. So everybody, you guys kind of already answered what I was going to say. And I just wanted to just try to figure out why can't we see Shadur when we thought we would see Shadur.
When did you think you were going to see him?
I don't know. Wait, maybe at the end of the year, but maybe four games, anywhere between six and four games or something like that. But it just feels like we're not going to see him. Like, that's how I'm starting to feel like. But I feel like Cleveland Browns messed this up. I'm like, we can mess this up because we got two quarterbacks coming in, so we think maybe we're going to see both rookies. But then it's not even a quarterback in the NCAA right now that I think who can fix this next year. So it's like, once again, somehow Cleveland Browns managed to screw this up. Like, only we can screw this up. Where do we go from here?
Great
Daniel's
question.
Dario's horrible. And to be honest, I don't know if Shador is going to be much better. I just want to see Shador just because, like, let's see something else up there. Like, and I'm looking at, like you said, about the wide receivers. We haven't had a great wide receiver here since. And I'm not even going to give that to Odell Beckham, even though he had 1,000 yards. I think the best receiver we probably got out here was Michael Jackson. I'm going to end the call on that note.
I always thought Mike Dyson was a little better. Oh, wait, same guy. Sorry.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Mario. We had a short burst of brilliant Braylon Edwards. Braylon was really good here for a very short period of time. Then you brought in Jarvis, real good pro. You brought in Odell, injured, beat up, but still productive here. And since then, you haven't really added wide receiving talent to this team.
I'm just going back, just trying to think of the last, the most significant pass catcher that the Browns have had in the last X amount of years.
Kevin Johnson, going way back?
You don't want to hear it. It's David Njoku.
I don't doubt that.
It's David Njoku.
But he also has been here a while.
That's true.
David's been here a while.
8 years, yeah.
Yep. And David plays tight end. Pass catcher is one thing. You still
Braylon.
Wouldn't it be nice to have wide receivers to complement tight ends like Fannin and Njoku?
Wouldn't it be nice to have a number from the 2000s?
Don't even.
Braylon Edwards is your most successful wide receiver since is in the 2000s. 2000.
Oh, without question.
Yeah, there's like no question on that. Yeah.
He had a phenomenal
year.
And
then Jarvis isn't too far behind.
No, Jarvis was a pro.
Imagine that. Jarvis spent was here from 18 to 21 and is the 16th all-time leading receiver for
the
Browns.
He was a pro, man. Did a very nice job. And we could use somebody like him right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.